Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. This is Coach Chanel Budd on the Selfless Love Talk Show. And today I am honored to present to you three phenomenal authors. And not only are they authors, but they're here today on the Selfless Love Talk platform to give you more about their background, the things that they have faced during these challenging times. And so I am going to introduce to you, I have author and entrepreneur Allison Brown. I have Lisa Campbell, who is also an author and an entrepreneur as well. And then I have Travis Michelle, who is also an author and an entrepreneur. But there's something about these women that I'm going to allow for them to tell you about. So if you need to go ahead and get your paper and pen out, because I want them to be able to give you some information that you can utilize, and also reach out to them if you see fit that you need to speak with one of them after the show or follow them after the show. Number one, first up is going to be Allison Brown. So, Ms. Brown, welcome to the Selfless Love Show. We are honored to have you here, and I'm going to ask that you give the audience a little bit about yourself, please.
Yes, exactly. Thank you so much for having me. I'm delighted to be here for your listeners. Chantel said, my name is Allison Brown. I'm a wealth empowerment coach and a real estate investor, along with being a newly published author. I'm also a wife, a mom, and a controller for a civil engineering firm. I went to school and majored in business, and that's been a great blessing and a wonderful way to make a living. And recently, I discovered that my passion is really around helping women with their finances and with their mindset around the finances. And I want every woman out there to realize that she can be a wealthy woman, that wealth is for her, and how could she go about building that outside of just having a career? So that's one of my big platforms and delightful passions, is helping women with that.
Thank you. That is amazing. And, yes, we do need you. I believe that you are very essential for all of us in that aspect of the finances. Can you go ahead and tell us a little bit about your book, the book, because I need to hear a little more about what it is that you're bringing to the people and what they need from your portion of the book.
Yeah, for sure. So the book is titled Saving Lives While Fighting for Mine, and my piece talks about not coming from money and how I had several challenges along the way because I didn't have, you know, my whole life financially planned out for me as far as college, and things weren't necessarily given to me. But that's okay. And I talk about how I overcame that and how doors still opened for me and lessons I learned through that. And it was just, you know, I was talking to my husband this morning about the title, about saving lives while fighting for mine, and how that relates to money. And I may not have physically lost my life, but I definitely, if I hadn't figured out how to pursue my dreams, even with lack of money staring me in the face, I wouldn't have the life I was called to. I wouldn't have the life I was meant for. And I don't want anyone out there feeling like they're not living up to their potential, because money is the issue. Let's figure it out. Let's work together. There's lots of ways to build wealth and income. And that's my personal story, and I wouldn't have the life I have today if I had just let one major roadblock stop me.
Amazing. Thank you so much. And where can they find the book if they would like to reach out or get more information from you? Do you have an email that they can go to, a website? How would they purchase
your
book?
I do. Yeah, I have a website. The book sales page isn't on my website yet, but it is in the works. But they can go to simplyallisonbrown.com, and it's Allison with one L. So simplyallisonbrown.com is my website. that will also give my email address so they can reach out to me there. And I think there's also a way, if they're a lady and they'd like to join my Facebook group, I'm in that community every day, multiple times a day, just encouraging them, sharing education nuggets, things like that. So they can all do that through my website, and I'd be delighted to make anyone's acquaintance.
Thank you so very much. So next
Thank you.
Up, you're very welcome. I'm honored to have you all on, and you're welcome to come back again. So next I will have Lisa Campbell.
Hi, good
welcome.
Morning.
Hello.
Hi. Thank
good morning.
You for having me. So, yes, my name is Lisa Campbell, and I am a newly best-selling author. The title of the book, the reason why we're all here, is Saving Lives While Fighting for Mine. I'm also a women's empowerment coach as well as a trauma coach. For the past 18 years, I have been an entrepreneur running two businesses, and then I also have a nonprofit organization called Tough Cookies that mentors young girls from the age of 8 to 18, helping them to either develop socially, whether it's through, you know, fighting through trauma or just, you know, helping them at 18 finding out what their purpose is, what they want to do, whether it's entrepreneur or college. So, yeah, I love this book. I think the really what makes this book separate from others is that it's 10 of us and we all have 10 different stories. And you're going to find something in the book that you can relate to. As far as my portion in the book, my chapter is about it's okay not to be okay, really dealing with sexual trauma, sexual abuse as a child, and working through that. And that was a big step for me and putting it out there. And now I work with women who may be successful in one area, but haven't unpacked that trauma in another area. And that still shows up in your life one way or another, you know? So you have to deal with certain issues from your past in order to feel whole, to feel sometimes, you know, you put achieving goals in the place of, you know, things that are lower on the scale for you. And I just help women to be the best version of themselves. So
that is me. Yes, that is amazing. That's wonderful. And thank you, because we need you.
Yeah.
How can the audience get a hold of you if they would like more information?
Sure. So you can email me at lisa@tailormadecoaching.com, or you can follow me on Instagram at tailormade_coaching. You can DM me. You can follow me. I'm on Facebook as well, Lisa Campbell. That's how you can get in contact with me.
Thank you so much. It's an honor to have you on the show as well. I'm just excited for what you all are bringing, because the world needs it. They need it.
Thank you.
And so I thank you and all of you all in advance. So now I have Ms. Travis Michelle. Welcome.
Thank you so much for having me. Hello, everyone. I hope you're enjoying your Saturday. A little bit about myself. I am a registered nurse. I actively work as a registered nurse right now. And I have pivoted to become an empowerment speaker, assisting women, specifically Black women, to take back their power, which they have, you know, may have lost before, during, and after a divorce. I have graduated from Molloy College. I have a master's in public administration, specializing in emergency and disaster management from Metropolitan College of New York. I'm also very involved in my nursing sorority, Chi Eta Phi, Sorority Incorporated Theta Chi chapter, and our motto is Service to Humanity. I teach women to snap out of the victim mindset so that they can live an emotionally and healthy lifestyle. Going through a divorce is not the end of your life. It's actually the beginning of your life. And I think when we recognize when we go through a trauma or any major events, if we look at it as a new chapter instead of the ending of a life or an event, it changes that mindset because it's all in perspective. I'm also the proud mother of three adult children, Akil, Sasha, Kalik, and four grandchildren and two dogs. with myself, my book is, of course, as is everyone's, Saving Lives While Fighting for Mine. And I really find this to be such a wonderful title, this year being the Year of the Nurse. And all of us being number one best-selling authors, not only in the United States, but now we've crossed over into the United Kingdom as well. And we're really all just very proud of ourselves for this accomplishment. But the title, Powerless to Powerful, is the chapter that I have worked on. And the reason it's so important, when you're going through a divorce, and a lot of triggers will come up that happened in your life. From one, I am a sexual abuse survivor, and I ended up having a child from that rape, which was one of the best decisions I ever made. So it's the mindset and how you look at it. I know that there are other women who are going through a divorce feeling powerless because maybe it has triggered something from their past. How are you going to move out of that? Power is within us. It's not something that you were trying to grab, which is what a lot of people teach you. Somewhere along the line, your power was pushed down deep inside your heart, your soul. You need to have that nourished so that you can bring that power back up so that you can have a voice again. And my going to school, and becoming a registered nurse over 20 years ago, I was able to find that power based on also my grandparents were nurturing me growing up so that I could walk in that power. So that's how I want to help other women. And I'd say specifically Black women because a Black woman going through a divorce looks totally different than a woman who is not of color going through a divorce. How do I know that? Because my girlfriend happened to be going through a divorce and she was Caucasian. She referred me to her attorney and her experience, she was so excited. And when I walked through the door with my brown face, was totally different. And I know I'm not the only person. So to answer some questions, you can find me on IG almost every day going live, empowering women as well as men, because I also feel in the Black community, we're more than just powerful Black women. We're more powerful because we uplift and support Black men as well. I also have started a Facebook group called Black Women United During Divorce. It's a beta group now, so you can come in free. Just look up on Facebook. On IG, I'm known as Trevis Michelle, and you can definitely find me also on info@trevismichelle.com if you need to email me. And I have a link, easytree.me/Trevis Michelle, and you can also set up strategy sessions.
Amazing. Amazing. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
I'm honored to have you on the show. I'm grateful for your presence. I know that you are changing lives, and especially, like you said, you know, bringing the men in and not forgetting about the men as well, because they are needed and they are important for us, you know, and they need the healing spaces as well. So I thank you for that. I am just speechless. I'm getting ready to purchase the book for myself. I support you all in what you're doing. I just I'm one for selfless love is what I am. I'm selfless love. And so with that being said, you all are welcome back on the show anytime. Just, you're welcome. I'm grateful to have you all there. What I'm going to do now is just go ahead and I don't know if I had told you or not, but I do close us out in prayer. I'm going to do a Q&A really quickly to see if we have anyone on that would like to ask any questions. And, again, you all have given your information. What I'm going to do really fast is go back to Allison and ask Allison, again, where can they find you? Just give, your Facebook handle and your website address.
Certainly. The website is simply Allison Brown.
And so that's Allison with one L, A-L-I-S-O-N, just traditional spelling with one L. On Facebook, I am Allison Valland Brown. And if they want to just search for the group, like I said, the ladies wealth group I run on Facebook, just search in Facebook groups for Simple and Powerful Wealth Wisdom for Women, and you'll find me. I'm doing a little bit on Instagram. That's Allie, A-L-I, dot M, dot Brown. You can also find me there. But, yeah, the website and Facebook are the best ways.
Thank you so very much. And so now I am going to ask Lisa Campbell, would you please give us your information again? I need your Facebook handle or Instagram handle and also your website, please.
Okay, so it's Lisa Campbell on Facebook, and my Instagram is TaylorMade_coaching. That's on IG, and I can be reached on through an email at lisa@taylormade.com. And then the website, the coaching website is taylormadecoaching.com.
Thank you so very much. And Ms. Travis Mitchell, would you please go ahead and give us your Facebook and Instagram, Instagram for sure for you, and then your website.
Okay. Thank you. It's Travis Michelle on IG, so TrevisMichelle on Instagram, and it's also the same on Facebook, Travis Michelle. The beta group that you'll be able to join, ladies, is called Black Women United During Divorce, and my link is easytree.me/Travis Michelle.
Okay, thank you so very much. So we have a surprise guest who would like to join us. So I am going to go ahead and open up the floor for our surprise guest. And as she comes on, she is going to introduce herself to the audience.
Hello. Hi. My name is Ayana Mills Gallo, and I am calling from Atlanta, Georgia, and I am a literary strategist. I am calling because I have a question to ask the ladies, and the question that I want to ask them is, are you ladies best-selling authors, or are you ladies number one international best-selling selling authors? That's the question I would like to ask them.
Yes, as I stated, this is Travis Michelle. We are number one in the United States and now number one in the United Kingdom as well. Yes, thank you for allowing us to, you know, brag on ourselves a little bit. I think as women, we are so busy supporting other people that we forget to, like, hey, you know what? We did this. This is good. And it also empowers other women. So thank you for that.
Absolutely.
I like that. So Allison and Lisa, are you both number one international best-selling authors?
This is Lisa Campbell. Yes.
Yep.
Yes, I am. Yes, I am. Number one international best-selling author. That is me. Hello. Hi.
Hey.
So, hi, everybody. I am the visionary author of Saving Lives While Fighting for Mine, and I just really wanted to come on and say hello to the ladies and tell them I'm super proud of them. It's been amazing working with all three of them, Allison Brown, Lisa Campbell, Travis Michelle, all delightful women to work with, and it's been a delightful journey for me. And I just want to say that it's about empowering women and empowering one another. You know, these three ladies on the phone are all first-time authors. So it's just my desire to elevate them and to market them. You know what I'm saying? It's like we don't always have to take the shine and try and, like, be seen. You know, it's my goal that they be seen and get their name out. So that is what it has been for me, helping to elevate the ladies as they begin their author journey. So please support them and support the book.
Amazing. thank you all very, very much. What I'm getting ready to do right now is open up for Q&A to see if we have anyone of our listeners that would like to ask you all any questions. So one second, because I'm opening up to everyone. And if you don't have any questions for our guests, please go ahead and mute your phone so that there's no background noise. So welcome, listeners. We are opening up for Q&A. If anyone has any specific questions for any of our speakers, please go ahead and ask your questions now.
Yes, I have a question. I would like to know, how can I purchase a book? My name is Bridget.
Hello, Bridget.
Hi, I'm Bridget, a cousin of Lisa Campbell. It's great. It's a beautiful thing. I support it 100%, and I would love to purchase a book.
Hi, okay. Bridget.
Hi.
Hey. So, Bridget, you can get your pre-order on Amazon if you want to
Amazon,
pre-order the
okay.
book. You can go on there, or you can just wait for the hard copy. The hard copy comes out October 21st.
Okay, I'm
going to
wait for the hard copy October the 21st. Thank you.
You're welcome, cousin.
You sound amazing, beautiful. All your young ladies, I am proud of all of y'all. Congratulations.
Thank you so
Thank
much.
You.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Is there any other listeners out there that would like to speak or ask a question to our guest speaker? All right. So what I'm going to do now is close us out with a quick prayer just so that we can go about our weekend. And So, Heavenly Father, I come to you right now just thanking you for the amazing women that you have going out, Lord, doing the will in the work, Lord. I ask that you will continue to cover and protect us all. I ask you to provide all of our needs because you said, Lord, that you will provide for us everything that we needed. We are in alignment with your will, Lord, and we are out here touching and helping other people as we also have been healed to do this. This is a testimony that we turn into helping other people, Lord. This is a part of our purpose. So I ask for the covering of all the listeners, of our guest speakers, and everyone on here that will listen after this show to be covered, protected, and provided for, Lord. I thank you in advance for all that you are doing. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. Coach Chanel, may I say something? This is Travis Michelle.
Absolutely.
I want to thank you for having the prayer afterwards. I think it's so important, and a lot of people are shy about talking about God or having a prayer and seeing, you know, not wanting to offend anyone. So I thank you for that, because that, I can tell you, God is my pilot, not my co-pilot, and I would not have been able to walk in my power had it not been for him. So thank you so much for this prayer.
You're
absolutely
welcome. You're absolutely welcome.
Absolutely.
I do it. I was glad to do this when I first started the show. It was just something that I had to be obedient about doing, because this is a part of my ministry as well. It's a business, but it's also, you know, God first and everything, right? And so, that's what it is. So I thank you all. I bless you all. And I just look
thank
forward
you.
To being where we're going, internationally and all. Just open it up.
Yeah.
And I will be there to support. So everyone have
thank
a wonderful
you.
Weekend. You're welcome. The show is actually live and recorded. So you can have anyone that you would like to hear it again come back on. They would go to blogtalkradio.com/Coach Chanel Bud. They can listen to any one of the shows. So go ahead and, you know, if somebody missed it, tell them don't worry about it. They can catch the replay. Have a good
Thank
a good
you
weekend,
so
everyone.
Much.
Thank you
You're
so
welcome.
Much.
You're
bye.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. You're welcome.